and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today for part two of Pastor Jim's critical and timely message, Scripture in the News. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street.
Hi there.
I want to thank my audience for being here in the studio with me.
Always.
I don't know what I'd do without you. Baby sister, which is really my older sister, is
right
in
there
the front row.
Aunt Donna. We love our Donna. She's the best.
Oh, it's so amazing. Donna's 86, is it, honey? 87. You keep getting older, and I'm not getting younger. But anyway, I'm 83. She's 87, and she's been with me since I was born.
Yeah, right.
I love
and
that.
She's still here with me and lives here at Morningside.
Yes, yeah.
And this is one of the most important programs I'm ever going to bring you. I hope you'll stay tuned today.
Yes.
The news is so important, and I'm going to give you scriptures all about what God says is happening right now. I am so excited because there's been a great move of God around the nation, college after college.
Amen.
Revival's breaking out on campuses.
All over.
It's like the revival that broke out in the hippie area. Do you remember the hippie? Oh, you were kind of
honey,
a young hippie,
well,
weren't you, honey?
I was. Listen, you know, last night we just went and saw the Jesus Revolution movie about Chuck Smith, Greg Laurie. Absolutely amazing. Mondo, Beth, the twins.
There we are.
And this
That's
is after
the poster in the theater lobby.
You just can't believe it. I mean, I live.
Mondo, your family was there, the kids?
It was an unbelievable moment.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Now, you weren't around. You weren't old enough to be there at that revolution. But I was.
I was, too, in a different way.
You know, Chuck Smith.
I love Pastor Chuck.
I've been in his church.
Calvary Chapel.
Been on my shows. He's gone to heaven now. But
yes.
And it's an unbelievable movie.
Every Christian, every believer needs to go see
it. You need to see it.
And
it's
take
really,
somebody with
it's good.
You. Amen. Yes.
And you older people that have lived through it, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
Do you understand it, Mondo?
Oh, 100%. And I want to tell you something. The power of God.
Yeah.
Was all over that movie.
All over. And let me just
everybody
say,
said that.
Who said it? You know who was the sweetest one? Mila, Mondo and Beth's daughter. Mila, she's so sweet. She's 12 years old. The twins are 12 now. So I go, Mateo, I go, let's let Grandpa sit next to you. I'm going to get in there. I want to sit next to the girls. And then your dad can be on the other side. And so he goes, okay, Grandma. And so Mila,
we got to sit next to our grand.
Oh, it was so precious. And Mila, here's the most precious part. She's watching this. And I go, now, you know, Mila, this is a true story about Greg Laurie. And she goes, really, Grandma? I go, oh, yeah. A few minutes through, she's watching it. Tears are going down my eyes because I lived a lot of that. And I see tears are going down her cheek. And she leans over to me with her sweet voice. And she whispers in my ear, Grandma, I feel the move of God, the presence of God in here right now. I said, me too, Mila. He is here right now.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we drove home and she said, Dad, I feel such peace that I've never felt before.
Yeah,
and I said, what happened? When did you start feeling that? And there's a moment in the movie. There's power in baptism, baptismals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the moment that this film drives you to the power of baptismals that took place in the Jesus movement era.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pirate's Cove. I've been there so many times.
Oh, me too. Newport Beach, Pirate's Cove.
It's almost like a sacred ground.
I wonder how many remember the Jesus movement.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if
you remember the Jesus movement. 1970, 1971, 1972. Yes, absolutely.
It was an amazing time.
It was.
It was in the hippie movement.
It was.
And it turned into a Jesus movement.
It did.
What'd they call it? The Jesus Revolution.
Well, you know, the Jesus Revolution, because actually Billy Graham stood up there and said at one point, this is the Jesus Revolution. And you know, I said to Mondo, I think we have maybe a video clip. We can show it another time if we want. But I'm like, okay, we're here. We're going to watch at the theater. We're going to watch, you know, Greg Laurie's life. And we love you, Greg and Kathy Laurie. We really
Let's
do.
Let's invite Greg Laurie to come on the show and talk about that
we
in his life.
We love you.
Because
yeah.
I love Greg Laurie, and I love what God did back there with Chuck Smith,
because
I was at
Chuck
Smith's church.
Yeah.
I had him on my shows. We talked to him. We interviewed him, and it was a revolution.
It really was.
And it was a revival.
It was.
It truly was a revival.
Yeah. And then they started calling everybody Jesus freaks, and I was like, I'm a Jesus freak. I was back then, and I am today more than ever. And so Mondo's laughing behind the scenes. He's taking, you know, he's videoing me.
Yeah. Well, we want to recommend a movie, too.
Absolutely,
so if anybody,
everybody go.
It's supposed to run in the theaters now.
Check your local area.
It was sold out last night.
Yes.
The theater that we were in.
You know, and what you're watching take place in Asbury, Kentucky.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And I got to tell you this is a headline. Thousands gather for Jesus March revival in Santa Monica Beach.
Again?
Know? Yes. And
That's
then
now?
Another one that is getting ready to take place at the Rose Bowl with Jessie Green.
Well, she
was just here.
She texted me, and I didn't even know that. She texted me. She goes, Pastor Lori, we just passed the Dream Center. She was in L.A. She goes, I was just thinking about you and Pastor Jim, and I just texted her back. I go, oh, I love. I mean, those are our most precious moments, you know,
this
when we met.
This is probably the most important news of the day.
Yes.
This great revival is breaking out all over. I have a video of it.
It's
a great, great news source, which we use it a lot. But I want you to see the breaking news today of what's going on around the world.
Let's go back, Dutch, to September 11th, that week, 2001. What happened?
I saw the fire of God coming to America. It wasn't the fire of judgment. It was the fire of revival. But what he highlighted and showed me specifically was this fire coming to the youth of our nation, the young people, campuses, college campuses.
What's been happening here since Wednesday is there's a young army of believers who are rising to claim Christianity, the faith, as their own, as a young generation and as a free generation. And that's why people can't get enough.
And it was just students just worshiping Jesus, praying, confession, testimony time. There's no flash, but it's just truly a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit. And so that's why they keep saying it's so unique and different than things of the past, because it's truly happening amongst a nameless, faceless generation.
God never meant for us to hold this forever. The sign of a revival is that it spreads to the nations, and we're already seeing that.
Lee University Vigil is attracting crowds from across the state as they come to participate in the 24-hour vigil.
It just feels so crazy because, like, you just think it's such a smaller school. People don't hear about it, but this is reaching people beyond our scope of, like, Cleveland. It's reaching, like, everywhere.
A prayer vigil that is standing the test of time. And capturing the hearts of people willing to drive hours just to be inside Stonewall Chapel. It's an experience students say they want all to enjoy.
Aspire for such a move of God in our time. If anyone is thirsty, Jesus offers, come to me and drink. Could his direction be clearer? Yes, I'm excited about what is happening in Kentucky. I'm excited as I'm reading that it's happening in other places.
Thank you, Lord.
These are just little bits and pieces from the different revivals. Mondo, I may send you to one of the revivals.
Let's do it. I think we wanted to take cameras over there because I believe
it's happening at Lee University, which is a Pentecostal school.
And listen, I talked to a pastor yesterday, and they have been experiencing revival since 2018. Things are brewing up. The difference about this one is that there's no headliners, right?
There's no big name preacher, no big name band.
Just presence of God.
That's it. Amen.
It's genuine revival. And it's breaking out and playing like Asbury. And they say they're stopping, but they're going to let it go in all the auditoriums around the university because they can't hold the crowd. There was 20,000 at the last part of it.
Well, the thing is, and it just keeps going. So.
Asbury University's in Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Then Lee University.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland, Tennessee.
Right.
We need to call our good friend over there.
Perry
Stone. And see what's going on.
Amen.
And the University of Ohio.
Yes.
Amen. And Samford University, I think.
Cedarville. I mean, this is springing up all over the place. And then the Rose Bowl is hosting thousands of people all across California. I mean, this is
something.
Is
the Rose Bowl going to have a praise meeting?
Yes. And they're doing it right now. Right now. They're gearing up for it, you know. And what's amazing is that
this, you know, Billy Graham's daughter, I love her. And she said this could be the last great awakening as Asbury Revival fires reach new campuses. And that this is what M. Graham Lotz is saying. And I believe this could be the beginning of a revival in this last day.
Amen.
You know, I mean, my next news is going to be war. So I want you to stay tuned. But the good news is this is breaking out.
Yes.
Is
with our
right?
young people, guys, this
That's
is so
it.
So important. Our young people. I was on the phone actually purchasing tickets to go to the theater to see the Jesus Revolution.
And what did you think of that movie?
Oh, Jim, it would take me forever to talk about it.
But people should see it. It made me feel like, oh, because I was a part of it. I used to preach at those great Jesus rallies.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. There'd be thousands out in the field. Sue, did you ever go with me as a little girl? Do you remember?
I did. We went to Jesus 76, and my cousin Rhonda and I actually sang Kumbaya on that stage, and I'll never forget
the feeling, wasn't it?
To thousands and thousands
out
of people.
Out in fields, farms.
Yes.
We'd go to big old farms.
You could feel it. It was incredible.
Because it spread
so
throughout
we were
the
a part of that.
Yeah.
And it's real.
Yeah,
it's real. I know it's real.
Absolutely.
And it's happening again.
Amen. Yes.
So this movie coming out is so important.
It is.
Because I want people to see this movie.
Yes.
And they're going to be hungry to be a part of this great move
That's
of God.
It. Yes, Amen. Absolutely. And for you that lived through that generation like I did, it refreshes you. It kind of reminds you. It took me back and, you know, I don't want to go into it right now, but to even my days of drugs, and they actually depicted, you know, Greg Laurie and what he went through in his early. It was really all about the early
life. But it's
life.
So funny because Greg Laurie, who's so one of the great preachers today.
Yes, we love
and
him.
And it's about him as well because only he was a teenager, falling in love with his wife now.
And
a kid, a kid unsaved.
Yes.
See Craig Laurie as a teenager getting saved.
It was so amazing.
And then at the end of the movie, at the end of the credits, Craig Laurie comes on and really talks about Jesus.
He did.
And gives him salvation. And here he is, one of the great men. I've met him. I know him. I love him. To see that great move of God that we had back there, what an impossible time, people.
Right. It really was.
The church people thought, remember, Sue, the hippies.
Okay.
Remember, they didn't want hippies.
Well,
they didn't like hippies.
Yeah. Well.
And they thought the hippies were going to destroy the world because it was drugs, sex, rock and roll and all. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here they came into this revival and millions were saved.
Yes. Millions.
You know what I love? The message was the hippie movement was looking for the same thing we were all looking for. just in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm. They were looking for it in drugs.
Yes. Absolutely, because drugs, you have to understand, mainly. Drugs is almost like a mirror of what God gives us, what God wants to reflect
it's
in
right.
us. And today we have the same, and I think you're watching a generation that death is all over this generation, yet I read the scriptures, I will pour out my spirit upon all people.
Yes.
Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on servants, men and women alike.
Yes.
And here's the thing. He's talking about the end times. In the end times, it's going to be hellish things happen.
Yes.
But he's also going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh that want him.
Listen, we're watching a parallel prophetic movement take place where the spirit of God is
moving.
Yet on the other side of things, things are crumbling in ways that men are not understanding. We're going to war, not understanding why. Economy is falling apart. Everything on one side is falling apart. Yet on the other side, the parallel of God is the hope that he's bringing to the people and is rising up without names. God is going to get the full glory out of this. Yes. But I love what you said, Maricela. This is the moment you don't want to miss God. Mm-hmm. Don't judge it. Don't put your hands on it. Don't curse it. Don't even make an opinion about it. Get in it. God will show you if it's real or not. And believe me, 25,000 people showing up to just one area cannot leave that place without being touched by God.
That's right.
Amen. And it's time for revival and time for us to open it.
Yes.
And the old people, a lot of them didn't like the hippies coming into the church. They all these dirty people. And they come in without their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
And
oh, yeah.
God wants to pour out his spirit upon the wicked.
Yes.
He wants to save the unsaved.
That's it. Amen.
And we are in the last days, and it's time to cry out to God. It's time for the church to wake up. Are we in World War III? This is what I'm hearing. Are you hearing this, Mondo, like I am?
100%. This are from experts.
The great experts all over the world are saying, we're already in World War III. I'll tell you what, I turned on the way to the movie.
Yes.
I turned on the radio. Lori was driving. She does all the driving now. I'm the old man sitting in the side of her, and she's driving me around.
Oh, boy,
and I turned the radio on. I can still do that. And there is one of the great voices of the day.
Mark Levin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, you better pray for Mark Levin because he's got a lot of enemies. But there's only a few voices, and they're already trying to silence those voices. Mm-hmm. And I'm not happy with hardly any of the news today, with the newscast. They're lying. I've got a whole sermon online. I haven't brought you the whole thing, but it's pages and pages from the Bible, just Bible. All it's Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm lying. And the Bible warns in the last days. They're going to lie.
Yeah.
In fact, one scripture says they're going to be born lying.
Wow.
That's how serious it is. You can't believe what you hear. That's why you must have the Bible. We've got to stay on the air bringing to you the great leaders today on this broadcast. Please stand with me. Yeah. We are fighting to stay on the air. I need your support. Anything you could do with that monthly giving would keep us on. We just got to pay the bills. That's all I care about. I need you to help me today.
Right. The Count Me In PTL Club, the monthly. If it's, you know, $1 a day, $30 a month. Or maybe you want to Jubilee, $50
a month. That a lot
or
of you,
even the President's Club,
a lot of
Club,
people don't even have any money hardly. But if you can do a little bit and send a little bit every month, you know, all together, we can keep on the air broadcasting because we're in the last days. And you've got to hear what the word is and what the prophets are saying. So I'm calling you out these days to stand with us, to pray with us. And we're going to have scripture in the news every day. And I'm trying to get you prepared. I'm getting prepared. I'm getting this ministry prepared.
Yeah.
We're going to have a conference in a few weeks.
Our Ready Now Expo conference, or whatever you want to call it, but Ready Now Expo.
This is the Ready Now Expo.
It's high alert time, church. All your churches should be declaring high alert. It's time now to go to the Bible. I watch the news. So you don't have to. Somebody else said that.
But, Mike Huckabee.
But it's true. The shocking things that are in the news today. Jesus is coming. Amen. It's all in the Bible. I want you to be ready. I want you to look to the Bible. Don't listen to man. There's going to be false prophets in the last days. That's one of the strong keys of the what we're saying, Mondo.
Absolutely.
Going to be false prophets. Does it know what it says?
Absolutely.
False prophets. These are going to be people even from the pulpit that will say, oh, it's going to be better. It's going to get better. No! That doesn't say so in the Bible. You better open the last book. It's called the Revelation.
Yes. Yeah.
Mondo, do you think we're in the beginning of World War III? I'm going to just ask you your opinion.
Yes, absolutely. The war that we have been anticipating for years, the alliance are forming right now. We just watched the last 48 hours, you know, China alliance with Russia and then America with the UK. We're watching alliance biblically that we have been anticipating, talking about year after year. And now we're there. We're at that moment.
Yes. Recently, President Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine. Nobody knew he was going to be there. He showed up, made a big speech. His remarks were astonishing. Let's watch this video, and then we'll talk about it, Mondo. Can you roll that piece with the president?
But there should be no doubt. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire. President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail, and the Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail. No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future. And I'll repeat tonight what I said last year in this same place. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never be able to ease the people's love of liberty. Brutality will never grind down the will of the free. And Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. Never. 1 year after the bombs began to fall, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine. Ukraine is still independent and free. The United States has assembled a worldwide coalition of more than 50 nations to get critical weapons and supplies to the brave Ukrainian fighters on the front lines. Air defense systems, artillery, ammunition, tanks, armored vehicles. The European Union and its member states have stepped up with unprecedented commitment to Ukraine, not just in security assistance, but economic and humanitarian refugee assistance and so much more.
I believe he's poking the bear.
The bear meaning Russia.
Yes, Lori.
Yes.
Interpret for me, please. I believe when he went to Ukraine and what's been said, and now he's gone to
Poland.
He is declaring war, whether you believe it or not. He's poking Russia. Russia is suffering defeat in a way.
Yeah.
Thousands of the troops have been killed.
Yeah.
But they have what, Mondo? What do they have as their secret weapon? Not so secret.
Nuclear weapons.
They're the most powerful nuclear country in the world. Did you know that? They have more nuclear than China, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Listen to this headline as President Biden was giving his speech. On the same day, Vladimir Putin warns of global war and makes veiled nuclear threat in deranged speech as he doubles down on Ukraine.
That's right.
A few hours later, President Xi, the dictator from China, declared his alliance with Russia.
That's right.
Listen, what we're watching take place is what I read on this headline. The United States and Russia are at war. You do realize how this is going to end, don't you? It's the headline.
People that I trust tell me we are already in World War III.
Right. It just looks different.
Do you believe that, Lori?
Absolutely. It looks different from World War I and World War II. It looks completely different. And that's
a war of words, and it's a cyber war.
Yes, and economic, and I could go on and on, but yes. And the other thing, I just have to throw this out there, and I've talked to you about this, you know, in the prior broadcast. But you know, this one really got me. You know, on President's Day, Biden was in Ukraine instead of being in East Palestine, Ohio, where this horrible derailment happened and all this chemical. He should have been there. What about America? Why are we letting these people suffer? I'll never understand this. No, he's in Ukraine. Okay, we love the Ukrainian people. We get that. But if we don't take care of America first, we can't help others.
You know, these chemicals can show up in years to come.
Yes, absolutely.
And cause cancer.
Sure.
And it happens it's happened before.
It sure has.
And and we need to care for our own people. But in 2022, Russia malware was detected in trying to take down the United States power facilities, and they're still active now. Let me roll this report so you can see what's going on.
John, hackers with a group called Chernovite use malicious software to try to take down roughly a dozen U.S. electric and liquid natural gas sites. The malware used was called Pipe Dream, but researchers tell me this plot to take U.S. facilities offline almost became a reality. It's part of a broader effort by state-sponsored adversaries and cyber criminals to target what's called industrial control systems. And according to a new report by cybersecurity firm Dragos, ransomware attacks against these systems increased 87% over the last year. It can be really hard to talk about something as abstract as cyber. What does it actually mean to have a U.S. facility go offline? What if the lights go out? Well, researchers tell me thwarting this campaign had life-saving consequences. Industrial control systems touch everything from energy to food and beverage to pharmaceuticals, water, electrical, and in this case, oil and gas. Pipe Dream malware was what researchers call state-level wartime capability, and that's the kind of language that offers us insights into why the president of the U.S. at the time warned that Russia was exploring options for potential cyber attacks. And, you know, to address your question, what makes Pipe Dream so unique is, unlike many of its predecessors, its malware is so ubiquitous, it targets software that's found in power plants and pipelines alike, making it similar to a supply chain attack. We're not just talking about a dozen victims here. You know, really, we're talking about hundreds. And what's more is that even though this plot surfaced roughly a year ago, the threat actor behind this activity remains active today.
Mondo, are you concerned about the grid because of the onslaught across our southern border?
Absolutely, for the reason that our technology has changed in a way that we depend on microchips, meaning everything in America revolves and co-depends on chips.
That come from China.
Meaning that, let me read you a headline, the closest we've ever been to having U.S. infrastructure go offline. When America's infrastructure co-depends on electricity, we're in trouble. Right? Because, yeah, there's people coming out of our southern borders, coming in, and they're plotting. And as a matter of fact, a few days ago, the experts have found that there has been over 100 Russian cells in America plotting something, plotting the destruction, plotting the communication. being able to understand how the U.S. infrastructure works, grabbing that algorithm, meaning grabbing that information, sending it back to their command center, and being able to detect where can we hit America the most, where is it going to hurt the most. It's no accident that balloons are flying over one of the largest, most powerful centers that America holds in Montana. Right. There's no accident that a balloon is hovering around Hawaii for a reason. Right. There's strategic an understanding that the infrastructure of America.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. But understand what you said a few moments ago. This war that we're in right now is not going to be with tanks, and not yet. Eventually. The beginning of it is how can we take down the infrastructure of America and take it offline, meaning take down communication, take down ways to power communication, and being able to paralyze us from within.
Yes.
And being able, listen, Ukraine is a testing ground for Russia. Just a year ago, the same malware was used in Ukraine to shut down their power grid. This is why you have to pay attention in between the lines of why is China so interested in Taiwan? Right. What does Taiwan have that China needs? Chips, microchips.
Why do they make, 90% of all the chips in the world, would you say?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Taiwan is the number one maker,
why
distributor.
Why didn't we make chips?
Because America has never been wanting to fund anything from within.
But now
we always codepend
Taiwan
on someone
controls
else.
The technology and the building of the chips. Do you guys understand this? And that's why China is determined, and China is going to war with Taiwan.
Absolutely.
Write it down.
Listen, I wish you played the Mark Levin audio clip, because I think you'll get a better perspective on what we're trying to communicate with you.
Let me run it right now then. Listen to me. Mark Levin is a national treasure. Yeah. He's an unbelievable voice. You better pray for him. I'm sure he's got a big target on his back. But it was on the radio. Oh, I get it only in the car, so I want to get it in the house too.
Plus
you can get
Fox
it. Listen, he's on podcast. That
and
changes
podcast.
The world.
He does, yeah. Right.
But I want you to listen to him. I want you to pray for him.
Yes, amen.
But I want you to play what I heard on the radio just a few hours ago.
Anybody going to speak out on the Republican side in a coherent and comprehensive way about the need to rebuild our military. There is no way the communist Chinese should have more ships than we have. No way. We used to have a 600-ship Navy under Reagan. It's now under 300 ships. Under 300 ships. With more obligations and more responsibilities throughout the world. We're running out of ammunition because of Russia's war on Ukraine. And so the answer is what? To cut off Ukraine? No, the answer is we need to build up our industrial ability to manufacture what we need, whether it's to help Ukraine, but most importantly, to help ourselves. Recruitment in the United States Armed Forces is at a record low. We're missing our targets. We don't have enough pilots, for God's sakes. Who among the Republicans is leading the charge on this? Nobody. Because they're scared of you. Not you, but you know what I mean. This is cyclical, that we're in a period of pacifism. The enemy knows it. The enemy knows our history. The enemy's on the rise. And they intend to take advantage of this and exploit it. The admiral in charge of our naval forces in the Pacific, he again has warned today, we are not sufficiently prepared. should China invade Taiwan? We are not sufficiently prepared. Should China take out a U.S. vessel? And nobody knows this better than Xi, the communist Chinese. What are we doing? The attack on Pearl Harbor, how did we not see it coming? Some did see it coming. But they were silenced. They were intimidated. They didn't have a platform. I believe China is going to engage in a military conflict with the United States. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they weren't. They don't need to build up their armed forces the way they have, quite frankly, to control the South China Sea, or even their whole entire region. And the bases they've built far outside their own region, the effort to control the Panama Canal, Solomon Islands, West Africa, those are all aimed at us. Stealing our technology to use it against. I mean, I don't know what else we need to slap us in the face here. I mentioned Reagan and Weinberger and Kirkpatrick. I mentioned Margaret Thatcher, John Paul II, Chancellor Helmut Kohl. I should have mentioned it, State Haig, and then Schultz. This was the greatest foreign policy team in modern history, both in our country and outside our country. Were they globalists? No, they were realists. Foreign policy and national security is not about ideology. It's about realism. It's about prudence. Same thing, frankly, is the way law enforcement should be handled. It shouldn't be about ideology. Same thing about the right to bear arms. Shouldn't be about ideology. It's a right you have to protect yourself. There are evil forces, there are evil people, there are evil countries, there's evil regimes. That's the way it is. We have evil in our streets, and so we have laws against those evil acts. It doesn't stop at the border. Gets worse. Much worse. If China were to attack Taiwan today, what would we do? What would we do? China would surround Taiwan, I'll tell you right now, with its navy. It would have surface-to-air missiles, a whole lot. They won't run out of missiles. They have a massive infantry. Taiwan's only about 90 miles away or less. And they will overwhelm that island. Now, some of you might say, why does that matter to us? Why does Ukraine matter to us? Why does anything matter to us? And these are the people who will get us into World War III. These are the people who will get us into World War III. Look what happened after Afghanistan, our surrender there. What did Putin do? He invaded Ukraine. I don't believe he would have, but for what we did in Afghanistan.
Wow. I want to thank,
powerful.
Thank him for that.
Yeah.
That's from his radio.
Yeah,
that's
Mark
why
Levin show.
We just put pictures of him on the screen.
Yes.
But we heard it on the radio
live
last night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's shocking. He said, right. We are going to war with China.
Mm-hmm.
Or
China's going to war.
U.S. four-star general. I think that's a pretty high.
Yes.
Yeah.
Warns of war with China in the next couple of years.
I believe it's in a few months.
Yeah, I think so. I think
I know for sure they got to do it before our election, because if people like former President Trump would be in office, they won't attack us, because they know he is going to defend America.
That's right.
They know we're the weakest we've ever been. I don't know if all these private deals that our president and his son and all made with China people.
Absolutely. You better guarantee
if they
it
got
is.
Us blackmailed.
Absolutely.
Blackmailed.
Absolutely. Listen, one of the things I want to remind you don't have to like or agree with Mark Levin. The information that he's giving. He's telling you he's not biased versus Democrats and Republicans. He's calling all the people out. He's calling for admirals to be fired. He's calling for generals to be fired. He's calling for people. He said, if someone can just get up and stand up against them, why? China is waiting for the weak moment of transition with America in order to be able to fulfill their mission. Because things are happening behind the scenes. Deals are being made. And the Bible talks about men will sit around the table and lie.
That's
make
right.
deals
it
and
says.
Lie. And we're watching our administration get around a table and lie, not only to us, but to the world. And here, their private deals are causing America to go into a war that we're not prepared. You ask a question constantly. Can we afford to do that? Can we? Absolutely not. We cannot afford to continue to give money that doesn't exist. The money I have in my pocket, the cash that
the
you
money
have.
We're giving, where is the money coming from that we're giving to Ukraine?
And
where is that money coming from?
Million.
Can I give you my answer from the research? It's
yeah.
money that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Fake money.
We're printing it.
That's it. It's fake printing.
America is bankrupt.
So then we leave it to
America
our
is
kids.
More than bankrupt.
It's wrong.
We're deepest in debt we've ever been.
Yeah.
And some of the great experts are saying America's headed for a crash. I don't know that. But I read some of the experts, and that's what they're saying right now. And we got earthquakes all over the world. Was a sign that Jesus said that he's coming back. Russian state television 2 months ago, I was listening, and it said, viewers, beware, war is likely, and everyone dies. That was on Russian television, and we're seeing it. Our government has turned against us. Our government put me in prison. Someday, I think I'm going to write another book, God willing, if I live long enough. But I'm going to tell the whole story, how it was America's government that all of them got together to put me away because they thought I was electing presidents. And many of them were so afraid that I was going to join with Pat Robertson and with our two big audiences, and I had one of the largest audiences. Pat had one of the largest audiences in America, and they thought together we could elect a president. They fear political power. I didn't know I had political power, Mondo, until it's too late. But God gave me a stage that was a very big pulpit. Millions and millions. But there's just another earthquake in Turkey. Isn't that right? Just a few days ago.
Yes.
Another one.
Another one, a 6.4.
I guess it just terrified the people there.
Absolutely. Listen, we're watching catastrophes take place. We're watching activity that we have not been expecting. We just came out of an unbelievable crisis with COVID-19. We just came out of, you know, trying to figure out how we fit back into what normal should be. And when you start looking at what's happening in the UK, you can almost understand it's coming to America. A few days ago, we did a show with Zach Drew, and we talked about this climate change. And listen to this headline, World War II style rationing of meat, clothing, and energy. That's when you understand I need to get prepared. I need to get food. I need to get more buckets.
Why would they pass laws so they could go into your house if you have food and take it away from you? They know something's coming. And that's why we're trying to tell people. This is why groups make fun of me about food. With the food shortages are getting more and more. And so the seeds are in shortage. Go to your store and look and see if the seeds are there. They're not there most places. And they're not planting to grow seeds. And so that's so important. There's an innate thing that godly people. That's what our parents had. That's why they would farm. My grandparents were on farms with oil lamps. It is not stupid to have some oil lamps in your house.
No, that's right.
Because when the electric grid goes down, what happens? Our president is hell-bent on everything being electric. Even your gas stove, they want to take it away from you. If you've got a gas stove, if the power goes out, at least you can have some heat from your old gas stove. But we're going to be
if you have enough
all
propane.
Electric.
Okay, so here's the thing. We do, you know, we have answers of solutions to help prepare. Yes.
And that, and I want everybody to come to our big meeting coming up.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why we've said it. And we got
That's
experts
right.
from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Nana's going to be teaching how to grow above ground gardens and grow abundant.
Yes.
Abundant.
But
it's
and I want to make sure right now, let me just mention this. The expo, this is the Ready Now Expo. It's happening here at Morningside on March the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. It's a three-day event. We're going to have an in-person here at Morningside, or you can also do live streaming as well. And so I want you to go to our website, jimbakershow.com. You can register there. You can see all the information. We're going to have breakout sessions. We're going to have workshops, hands-on workshops with some of the leading experts to help you get prepared. And right now, too, Dad, I want to mention the generators are available.
Yes.
We have the Lion Energy Safari generators available. These are the fuelless generators,
right.
which means you don't need gasoline to power it. These are safe for in your home. You can have these sitting in your home. But what happens when your medical devices don't work
right.
because we have no electricity? So these generators, the Safari ME portable power station is available right now when you go to our website, jimbakershow.com. We've partnered with Lion Energy. And so what's awesome about what we're doing right now is when you go to the website, you now can customize your bundle, your offer for exactly what it is that you need. We have standalone. Many of you might even have the generators, but if you haven't ordered your EMP bag,
right.
we've been hearing EMP, all the warnings are coming. The EMP bags are available. You can order that as a standalone. If you already have the generators, you can order multiple solar panels that are available there. So I want you to go to our website, jimbakershow.com, click on that Lion Energy generators box, and that's going to take you directly to Lion Energy, and you also have financing available. So if you're sitting there and you say, I need to have the option to finance, you can go there, you can check that out as well. But we do have the fuelless generator
yes.
that is shipping right now.
Yes.
Do you still have some of the small generators
yes,
online?
Absolutely. That's what I love is all the different, the Cub Goes are on there, the Safari
that
LTs.
Cub Goes.
Yes. yes.
That is,
that's just the portable power
you
station.
You can listen to your TV with that.
Right.
Yes.
You can listen
you
to
can
your radio.
Phone.
You can charge your phone with
yes.
that.
Yes.
You can plug a lamp
yes.
into that.
Yes.
You could plug an electric blanket probably
yes.
into that one.
And
that's
one
just a little
things,
small unit, very inexpensive.
It.
But you need to have some power
you have to have
because
power.
They're coming for our grid.
That's right.
Someday you're going to say, that crazy Jim Baker wasn't crazy after all. But I'll tell you what.
You really are you're a genius.
Don't listen to me. Listen to the great experts.
Amen.
And I'm sorry, one of our great experts passed away.
Yeah.
One of the
Peter Pry,
the great yeah. voice.
For the
crying out about
mm-hmm. the electric
EMP.
Yes.
People, it's time to get ready. Now listen, this food you'll be thrilled to have. 60 meals. Get as many of these as you can right now while they're in stock. This is a 30-year shelf life bucket that you just add water. And you need to have your water filtration so you can make your food with water. And we have,
our station.
I think one of the every home should have a couple of these.
Yes,
they're only $75.
Pump to Pure.
Mm-hmm. Right, $75
yes.
for this.
Yes, that's right. This is the Pump to Pure, and so when you open it, there's a pump that you can put into larger bodies of water. So if you have a lake, you can put that in there.
And
barrels.
I like rain barrels.
Yes, your water barrels. That's right.
And you can pump right from the rain barrel with this.
Yes.
And drink it.
That's right.
Water will still fall from the sky, but it may be contaminated. But little bugs get in it, but whatever, the germs. But you can purify it with this little pump that's only $75.
Yes.
I have several of these at my house. I think everybody, I feel like getting more of them because this is something, it's inexpensive, but it will save your life because what we can live, what, 3 days without water?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You need water to live.
Yes, that's right.
Why wouldn't you invest $75 to live? People, I'm begging you to get ready. I'm begging you to get ready. It's coming. It's coming. The experts say it's coming. I'll tell you, Mark Levin is one of the great brains of our day. And he says World War III is coming with China. Others are saying it. Let's get ready. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
What else should they prepare with?
Yes, absolutely. I want to remind you as well, the 28-ounce extreme water bottles, those are the water bottles on the go. And so that's the extreme survival water bottles. Remember, each bottle filters up to 150 gallons of water. So that's important because when you order this bottle or the pump, it's not just a one-time use. This is something that's going to filter ongoing up to 150 gallons of water. As well, the filters are also available right now,
too. It works.
Yes.
I drank from that bottle on the Mississippi River in the worst flood of history when it said, don't drink the water. I drank it from that. I drank it in the Amazon. Where was it?
In Puerto Rico with all the kids. We all drank it together. Yes.
Where it was poison.
And if
we
I could
drank
just
the water
say,
and we didn't die.
That's right, because we know we have a new audience as well. Many of you who are watching on the PTL network, there's so many of you who maybe you've not heard about the Seychelles filtration water system. And so this is a system that will help to remove up to 99.99% of harmful contaminants and pollutants found in drinking water supplies. It also helps to remove the bad taste, odors, chemicals, heavy metals, arsenic, aluminum. Aren't these some of the words that you're hearing in the news right now?
Yes.
And so this is a solution to good drinking water. And so we do have them available right now. You can go to the website. You can call the 800 number, one for a donation of $45 or the six bottles for $185. Shipping is included. I want you to call that toll-free number on your screen, 1-888-988-1588. You need to call us. Now is the time to call. Go to the website. When you go to the website, too, the amazing thing is there's so many solutions of preparedness categories on our website that we don't often have a lot of time to discuss here, but there's different options with water, food, the generators, they're all there at our website to help you. We've done all the work. We've pulled it all together. We've worked with the vendors, and now is your time to do something about it, to take action. You can do that by calling us today at 1-888-988-1588 to place your order, or you can visit our website, jimbakershow.com.
I want you to get prepared now. It's urgent that you prepare now because it's going to be too late soon. I believe this is the next 2 years. I think in the next few months, we're going to see perilous things happen. Things that are going to be so epic that all the news will be focused on one thing.
Yes.
Tragedy, tragedy, or tragedy
it
there.
It seems like it is already.
It's happening.
It's all across the board.
Murdering every day.
Everything.
People being murdered in the streets.
It's just
we are living in the last days. You won't be able to have food once it starts. That's why I want you to have your survival food. Don't laugh about it. Don't mock. Because, you know, the Bible says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked.
That's right.
Whatsoever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. And when you know trouble's coming, you don't do anything. The Bible says, you're a fool. That's what the Bible says.
That's right.
Don't be a fool. Don't be foolish.
That's right. You know, another thing I just want to throw out there for you all is Jim's revelation revealed that he taught us, see what epic revelation events will look like. This is for $100,
and it includes 14 DVDs, so you can watch it on your screen at home, 14 DVDs, and that's 30 hours of teaching. That's a way that you can stand with us by giving that $100 love gift. If you believe in the ministry here at Morningside through the Voice of the Prophets, the PTL Network, we need your help. We need you to stand with us now more than ever. It's a critical time that we're living in to get the gospel sent all around the world.
Amen. Give it to me back quick.
Amen.
Please order your water bottles.
Yes.
You can't live but 3 days without water. You need water to live. We got six of them, and you can order them in a group right now at $185. It's the cheapest they've ever been. But I take this all over the world wherever I travel. You've got to have preparedness. Get your food buckets while we can get them. People, I believe God's called me. I am still alive because God wants me to be here to tell you to get ready. We're in the last days. I just pray to God you'll know Jesus and that you'll be ready, because that's what gives me peace with God. I have to go. Don't miss a great show tomorrow. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
I want you to join me at the Ready Now Expo here at Morningside, USA. It's going to run from Wednesday, March 29th, through Friday, March 31st. This event will be live in person, as well as we're going to live stream it to your homes. But I want you to be here. This is one of the most important events of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I believe with all my heart that we're on the brink of possibly World War III. What do we do in these days? Well, we've got experts coming from all over the world. They're going to be showing things in their booths. They're going to be giving you how to prepare, how to have electricity when it's gone.
That's right.
How to have food when there's no food.
Right.
How to have water when it's gone. But how to live. How to grow a garden in your backyard. Remember, it's Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. And I want you to be here. Those who want to really prepare, this is the most important expo I believe we've ever had.
Yeah.
I have declared a red alert. It's time. We're preparing here at Morningside. It's time for you to be prepared in your house. The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Well, it's time to prepare. Be at this event if you can. Mark it down right now on your calendar, right, Lori?
That's right. March 29th through March 31st. Come be with us live in person or go to jimbakershow.com and you can watch it live streamed. We'll see you there.
That's right. I want you to stay alive in the days to come, to be a witness to all the people.
Yes.
God loves you. He really does. I'll see you there.